Okay, it's good to be back. And the shir should be a schus for Shlema, for the friend Chamisha ben Leah, and for the Yeshua, for Kal Yisrael, Chenu Kabbalah Yisrael, and Asun Batzor Vashivya. So the last few times we've been discussing the bracha and brachas hashachar of Paikeach Ivrim. So the Gemara in Bracha says, so I'd like to discuss a certain angle tonight of Paikeach Ivrim. And I think we could take out a tremendous lesson from it, I hope. Like this, the Gemara says, the source for this Bracha is Gemara in Bracha Staf Samacham Abeis. The Gemara says, the girsa that we have is, Ki posach einei, when a person in the morning opens his eyes, Leima Baruch Paikeach Ivrim. He says Paikeach Ivrim. But if you look in both the Rif and the Rosh, they have a different girsa in the Gemara. And not that it says kipas acheinai, that when you open your eyes you should say the bracha. Rather, the Rosh's words are ki Rosh is monach yodei le'einai, when you put your hands on your eyes in the morning. Omer baruch pekech ivrim. The Rif is the same girsa. When you put your hands on your eyes. So okay, so the Madan Yamtuf gets busy with this, that halachically speaking, right when you wake up, you're not allowed to touch your eyes without negovasa, so it means with a cloth. Okay, he gets all involved, halachic angle. How does this work? But the obvious question is, what is the meaning of this? When you put your hands in your eyes, what does this mean? When you put your hands in your eyes, then you say pekechim, how does it connect? To Paikeach Ivrim. So it's hard to know what's pshat. I didn't see anyone say pshat on this, but I would like to suggest maybe I'll derech avoid a mahalach and how to understand and take out of Hesiris what we could take out of this. That is like this. We've discussed
it. Pshat is that because you're closing your eyes to see what it feels like to be out to see.
Is that what it means?
I
don't know. I looked down. I didn't see anyone talk about it.
When you wake up in the morning, you rub
your
eyes.
Yeah, you rub your eye. Yeah. Could be.
Oh, really?
Could be.
I thought Pashat is that you cover your eyes for a second to see what it feels like, and then you can open your eyes and say, okay, you got to close for a second to see, to feel it.
Sounds a little bit from the Madani Yamdav that you put your hands like to open your eyes. I don't understand that. You don't need help opening your eyes in the morning. It's hard to understand what exactly it is. Pashat, I didn't see anyone that's really clearly talks about it, but Al Derech Avodah would like to see if maybe we could come to some level of understanding. Like this. So, the story is like this. We've discussed in the past that on the most simple level, this bracha is a bracha thanking Hashem for our eyesight. But the truth of the matter is that we really pointed out that the word Paikeach really is a lashon of the Malbim, the Meir Nevuah, the Rambam speak this out, is not like that you open, they know that we were blind and now we could see. Like that's pasach, where our eyes open. Paikeach is like when a person is enlightened, so to say. Right? When a person, like that was David's word the other day, I think. That when we're enlightened, when we realize something that was there, right? Something is in front of us, but we don't notice it. We're not privy to it, and then we're enlightened. That's the word paikeach is used, says the Rambam. So the question is, what exactly are we referring? If so, if that's the understanding, if that's a new understanding in the bracha, what exactly are we referring to? That we Hashem is Paikeach. What are we being? What enlightenment are we talking about? What are we referring to when we talk about Paikeach Ivrim? So I'd like to be makdim with a very fundamental idea from Rabbi Chanan Wasserman Zecher Tzadik, Kaddish Levracha Hashem Yinkem Damav. Rabbi Chanan, in his Biurim Tagadais, his first simon, is a very fundamental idea. And he starts talking about Emunah and Hashem. And he says, the Rambam says it's a mitzvah to believe in Hashem. So he asks a very basic question. He says, I don't understand. What does it mean there's a mitzvah to believe in Hashem? If you do, then you do. You don't need a mitzvah. If you believe in Hashem, then you believe in Hashem. You don't need a mitzvah to believe in Hashem. And if you don't, then what does it mean there's a mitzvah to believe in Hashem? A person doesn't believe. You could have a mitzvah to do something. But to have a belief, how does that work? What does that mean? You're commanded to believe. If you don't believe, you don't believe. This is his question. Very interesting, like very basic question. So he goes on to say, and he adds to his problem. He says that the truth is that someone who turns 13 years old, right, he's mechuyev in amuna. So obviously it's not so complicated, right? Because even a 13-year-old could do it. But yet we find that it's very complicated. We have big philosophers, very smart people who have stumbled in Emunah and Hashem. Aristotle, right? He brings down, right? These people that were giants in their minds, and yet they struggled with Emunah, right? So what does it mean that a 13-year-old could even have a mitzvah in the Torah to have Emunah? How does this work? So he says, if you step back, he says, really, if you think about it, Emunah and Hashem, and the fact that Hashem created the world, and Hashem, you know, is the creator, is our creator, is muchrachas l'chol ben das, im rak yotza mechlal shaita. If you're just not a shaita, it's obvious. He brings down from the Chayvus Halvavus and Shara Yichud, that writes, v'yesh b'nei adam sho'amru, so there are people that say, sho'ilam niya b'mikro mebli b'yirichas v'sham. People walk around saying that there's no creator. V'teima b'enai, says the Chayvus Halvavus. It's a wonder in my eyes. Eich tala b'das machshav v'sayis. How could you even think of such a thing? He says the Chayvus Halvavus, if let's say you spill ink on a paper, right? On a blank sheet of paper, right? It's impossible to imagine that there's going to be a beautiful ksav, you know, a whole written out letter, right? If someone tells it, right, and if someone says that it was just, you know, what you see, a whole sheet of paper with, you know, lines of written, you know, whatever it is, printed, and someone says, no, it just happened to be. He's not 100%, right? It's not, it makes no sense. So how could it be, says Rabbi Chanan, that a person could say that the world is created by itself? That could be there's no creator. This world is so... There's so much seder to this world. There's so much nuance and so much everything is so amazing. How is it possible? Right? He says, if let's say you look at a complicated watch and you say that the watch just... a watch was just made by itself. Only a crazy person would say such a thing, that a watch was created by itself. Right? And this world is a big watch. Like the sun is going up and down. Like everything is turning, and all the everything's turning. Time this that. Everything is working back and forth. It's like a complicated watch. And how could it be? So it's obvious that Hashem created the world. So now we have to understand the other way around. So what's Pshat the philosophers that all struggled with Emunah? They did not see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. What's Pshat that? Says Rabbi Chanan. Says Rabbi Chanan, "Upisar in Hachida Matzina b'Tayr Hakadosh." The answer to this riddle is found in the Torah itself. The pasuk says, "Loisikach shoychad, do not take a shoychad, ki a shoychad ye'aver einei chachamim, will blind the eyes of the wise." The wise, Hashem is calling people wise. These must be very wise people. And if you take a shoychad, you could be blinded. You can't see the truth. Says Rabbi Chanan, a shoychad could even be a pruta that has the status of a shoychad. You take one pruta. Shaychad. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, who's such a tzaddik and such a chacham, if he takes a shaychad of a pruta, his eyes can't see straight anymore in the din Torah. He can't judge the situation. His eyes are not looking straight. He doesn't see it. How could it be? It says Rabbi Chanan, al karchach tzarech leimar, it must be shu choyk hateva. Hashem made it this way. It's a metzias. B'koychas nefesh ha'odom, ki harotzoin yashpia al haseichel. Our will, our rotzain, impacts and affects our mind. Believe it or not, our rotzain affects our mind. This is the chiddush of Rabbi Chanan. Very sounds very simple, but it's very, very. It's an amazing thing that it could be that way. You think that the mind is a seichel like a thing; it just works it. But no, our rotzain actually has an effect, and that's why he says like this. He says that. Our rotzain is a shaychat. So he goes on to explain that this world is filled with olam hazeh and gashmias and whatever we're surrounded with, which is pulling us away from Hashem, right? He says these philosophers, they were steeped in their, he calls it taivis, right? That did not allow them, that affected their rotzain, that was a shaychat that they couldn't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running a world that there are rules and can't just follow whatever you want to do, right? So he says that gave them basically a negias. Their rotzain, their taivus, their rotzainus was a negias and didn't simply allow them to see. He said he goes as far to say that a person is like a shikr. Even a very wise person, if he becomes shikr, he's not seeing straight, right? At the time that he's shikr, he's... this type of shaykhad, it could twist twist a person's mind. Loimar to say, kishtei po'amim shnayim, 2 plus 2, einon arba, is not 4. You literally could say that 2 plus 2 is not 4 through shaychat. If you want to say that 2 plus 2 is not 4. It's not, it's 2 plus, right? El Chomesh, 2 plus 2 is 5. The ein koyach b'seichel adam lahakir se'emes, the seichel cannot recognize the truth. Even though you think that seichel, the seichel will not recognize the emes. Bilti im einoy meshuched, if unless there's no shaychat to the mind. B'davar shudonalav, as if there's any type of shaychat, you can't see the truth. This is the yisayid of Rabbi Chana. He says, it comes out, the answer to everything is that emuna is pashat. Hashem is the creator, Hashem is the bayrei, everything. It's pashat. It's obvious to any little child that there's a creator over here. It's obvious. The only thing is that even though it's obvious, it's 2 plus 2 that there's Hashem, but 2 plus 2 doesn't always necessarily equal 4 if you don't want it to be, right? He goes on to say, that's the answer to this whole question. Emunah is obvious, but the key, the avodah of Emunah is not Emunah. The avodah is to be able to not follow our Ratzin and to not be affected by it, and to be free from our Ritzainus, and therefore automatically come to that obvious Emunah. This is the Yisayid of Rabbi Chanan. This is just very something that I think the past... Rabbi Chanan is in the back. I have it in the back of Kavitz Aris, is the Gmois Labir Agadis. In the back, he has Agadis. First piece, Simon Aleph. He says, yeah, this world.
Even the Yidden, sometimes very hard to convince them, even though rationally they would agree and make sense, but it's not what they want to do.
It's like the, you know, what's going on now in the world with Hamas, and like how you can't see like the it's like so obvious what's going on, like the whole world is like, yeah, like if you don't want to see, then 2 plus 2 does not equal 4. It's the mind doesn't see the obvious. The obvious is not obvious. Basically, you see what you want to see. That's the bottom. That's the side of the world. So it comes out like this. We are all in this picture. I mean, it says we have a mitzvah emuna, but we have ritzoinus and oilam hazeh that our bodies are driving. We have yetzahara. So what's the eitzah for us? Not to be blinded. We're all blinded by the truth, by emuna b'Hashem, by seeing Hashem Kadosh Baruch Hu, by seeing Hashem in our lives. We're all ivrim. We're all blinded. But we're all meshuchid. We all have a level of shaykhad. There's different levels, but we all have a level of shaykhad that's blinding us. We're very smart. We're very everything. But it's ma'aver. So what's the eitzah? The eitzah is to be meshabed our ritzainis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not to follow our, right? Our, to be meshabed to our HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? That's obvious. That's the way to combat this problem of being an iver, right? Obvious. So this could perhaps explain a beautiful thing. Meaning, what Rabbi Chanan is saying is that we look at the world, it's clear, the world is screaming out, Shmashmai Mesapim Kveit Kel, there's nothing to talk about, right? So like this, in the Siddur Ishe Yisrael, they bring down, by Shmai Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, from the Goyin and Tikkun Ezayir, but they bring down one line. The Goyin said like this, Su'u, the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Su'u Morei Meinechem, lift your eyes up to the sky, and just see me, Barasela, who created all this, right? You look, says the Gain, Su'u Moroim Einechem is Rosh Tevis Shema. Shema Yisrael, Shem Lekin, Shem Lekin. It's beautiful. Could be perhaps on our level we could explain what he's saying is like this. Su'u Moroim Einechem, just look at your eyes and you're going to see. But we not everyone is lifting their eyes and seeing. They're seeing everything. You go to the zoo and people are talking about Mother Nature. No one's talking about the Eibush there, right? How is it that the Pasuk says, Su'u Moroim Einechem, and automatically Mar Be'el? Because there's a prerequisite. There's a Rosh Tevis. There's a prerequisite to that. You have to first be Makabal Ol Malchus Shemayim. They have to say Shema. First you have to be Makabal, you Meshabed, your Ritzayin is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then, that's the Rosh Tevis. That's the Rosh. then you'll be sumar menechem ru'u, automatically ru'u mi bar seila. But if we don't do that, we could see this world that's amazing. We won't see HaKadosh Baruch. We won't see mi bar seila. Right? The Rosh HaTevis, the prerequisite to that is through Shema, from Makabal Amal Shema, we're ready to give up our tzaynus for HaKadosh Baruch. Then, sumar menechem mi bar seila. That's the prerequisite to sumar menechem is to say Shema. Oh, that's saying Shema. How? What about our action? What action in the day do we do that's being makabel al shemayim? That's tefillin. Tefillin, hanachas tefillin is b'mashabed all our tzaynus, everything. Ta'kadosh baruch hu. And it's not just being mashabed our lev. The mashabed the lev is a general thing. The pratim are all our chushim, like we say in this pratim, right? In the yiratzeh before to put on tefillin, we're b'mashabed the chushim ta'kadosh baruch hu. All the chushim, all the senses. And there's a beautiful thing. How many senses do we have? There's primarily there's five senses. There's the and the rosh, the head. There's four senses. There's the eyes, the eyesight. There's the ears, and then there's the smell, the nose, and then there's the mouth. There's taste, speech. There's taste. There's the four senses. And the body, there's primarily one sense, the sense of touch, feeling. Right? Okay. It comes along the Vilna Gaon. In Bir HaGadlus is another place, but in Bir HaGadlus and in Brachas and Dav Vav, he says a very interesting thing. He says that there's four chushim in the head, and in the Rosh has four chushim, right? He says V'yadua sheba'adam ish hei chushim. There's five, four and one. Dalid ikrim b'mayach. Four of them are in the brain, right? Those are the ones in the head. There's the eyes, ears, nose, and mouth. Umimenu yovayu, and he says they're rooted ikaram b'mayach. That means that they're rooted in the brain. These four senses are rooted from the brain. Umimenu yovayu ve'elav yeshuvu. They come and go back and forth from the. Everything is rooted. They stem from the brain. These senses. Vachamishi, the fifth sense, shuchush hamishush, which is touching, hu b'chol haguf. That's the whole body. Now he says like this. The brain. Meaning, just like the four senses in the head, they're rooted in the brain. The fifth sense of the movement of the body, that's rooted in the heart. He says, but like this. The four senses of the head, which are rooted in the brain, hachush hazeh, these chushim, nischalik. Oh, sorry, I'm sorry. This. He takes it a step further. This chush of the bat of the movement of the body is really divided into four. He says, "This is like four pratim." Chush is in the schala gamkin ledalat chalakim. There's four. There's movement of the feet, the hands, the makam erva, and touching. Something like that. I think that's what he says. There's four in a different place. I have it put down here. He says that it's. Nanua beguf, asiya biyadaim, halicha baraglan, shimush be'ever, v'simonam nasa. The Rosh HaTevis is the word nasa. Right? But this four halakim of the movement of the body, that is also broken into four. It's one, but it's like broken into four. He says,
why is that a sense?
So yeah, you have to understand that. It's like a sense or not, I'm not sure. But he says, ma'isi biyadaim, halicha baraglan, shimush be'mishush. Okay, shchalagov. He says, but there's a difference. There's a difference between the four and the four in the brain. On the head. He says, the four of the body have one root, that's the heart. They're rooted all in one place in the heart. There's one zone, they're all rooted in one place, the heart. The four that are in the head, the eye, the sight, smell, taste, and hearing, he says an interesting thing. Muchulakim b'shem u'b'makay ma'aseim b'moyach. They're all rooted in the brain, but they're different parts of the brain. They all have a different pathway to the brain. So they're divided. They all stem from the brain, but they're divided into four groups. Right. So let's say the chush of hearing, right? Yeshloi shar miyuchad elamayach has its own pathway to the brain. V'chein l'riya sight is also like that. Has its own pathway to the brain. That's why, says the Gaon, when we're putting on tefillin, we're being meshabed our chushim. The tefillin sheberoish is being meshabed the chushim, the four chushim of the head, that are rooted in the brain. the tefillin should be yad that are correspond to the lev, the heart, right? Simat shatei simu k'neged alev. They are being meshabed the chush, the chushim of our body, that are one. He says that what's the difference? There's four and four. But the difference is, he says, beautiful. The shel roish is four parshias that are in four separate compartments, because the four chushim are divided into four different zones in the, from the brain, right? Right. Shel roish shabayanu marim kesher hamoyach v'chushov yesh by dalat parshias v'al kol echad bias miyuchad. Each one gets its own bias. Ubishal yad shabayanachnu marim kesher aleva hagashoysev who dalat parshias rakam echad. You put the four parshias together because there's four parshias, but they're all one because they all stem from the heart. So this is what he says. So this is an amazing idea that when we put on our the tefillin is being meshabed all our chushim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all our senses are all being meshabed all our chushim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all five senses, all the eight senses, the five senses are all meshabed through the Hanachas Tefillin. Now, in regard to the five senses, I want to share a fascinating thing that I saw from the Beinu Bechaya. Unbelievable. It's in Parashat Tzav. You can look it up. He writes like this. V'chachmei ha-teva kosu, the chachmei ha-teva have written v'sifreim in their form. Ki k'shem shekol eiver ve'eiver me'arivor ha-guf nivro l'teyelos miyuchat b'guf. We know every single eiver in the body was created for a purpose. V'yesh berubon, and many of them, most of them, have multiple purposes. Shebuchol echad ve'echad kol shtayim v'sholosh t'yolios. Right? You could have one eiver that does a few things. The aim by Darvel Vatala, there's nothing that's wasted. Kach, so too, Chomesh Ezboi Shebiyad, the five fingers on our hands, Kol Echod the Echod Nivro L'Tayeles Miyuchud, has a specific Tayeles. It serves a specific function. What is that? Ki Kol Echod Meho Ezbois, each one of the five fingers, who Meshores, it's a Meshores, it serves, it aids, L'chush echad mechamisha chushim sheba adam, the five senses of man. Shem ikra adam, the ikra adam is the five senses. The five senses and the five fingers, he says, aid the five senses. And he goes on to explain. Harishain, which is the thumb, mishores l'kinuach hapeh. The thumb, he says, helps the mouth. It cleans the mouth. And the mouth has the chush atam, he says. It's an interesting thing. Children, they suck their thumb. They automatically, that really, they suck their thumb. The thumb is designed that it helps the mouth. Hasheni, the pointing finger. Toicha nechirim. This is, I guess, also little children. They help clean it, right? Their nostrils. Shabai chush areach. That's what he says. Right? Vahashlishi, right? The middle finger. L'chush hamishosh. Touching. Feeling. Lamashish b'chol chalki aguf. L'fikach hu aruch mikulim. That's why it's the longest finger, because it's the first to touch. Haravi, this finger over here, the one next to the pinky. L'kaneach ha'ayin. It's designed, it's there to help a person with his eye, to clean his eye. It's mishor is the eye. It's a fascinating thing. People, once you notice that, people order, but without realizing they go like this. Right? It's fascinating. V'chamishi, now that you know, you're going to like that. Okay. V'chamishi, the last of the pinky, the small finger that's narrow, l'kaneach ha'ozen, it helps, it cleans the ear. Each one is designed a certain way. V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu bara v'guf ha'odom chamisha chushim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created five chushim, u'masar lem chamisha mesharsim, and he gave the five senses mesharsim. Shehem ha'etz bois, that's our fingers. And then he says, "Va'onu roim," and you'll see, you'll notice, "Ki kol echad ve'echad mehotz bois." Each one of these fingers, hoylich l'chusha le'tomid b'le kavana, without people noticing, they're using their fingers for these, that, this for the eye, you know, without realizing it. And then he writes, "Yizbarach v'yisal ha'yotzer, bench to the ebrister yotzer bereishis asher yotzer as adam b'chachma." He created man with such chachma that the five senses have five chushim. Beautiful, Rabbeinu Bechaya. Illuminating. It's really, if you think about it, it opens up like a lot of things. What the fingers and like it explain different things. But perhaps we could suggest this is why. It's beautiful. The tefillin shel yad. What's the tefillin shel yad? We mishabed are the chushim of the body, not the chushim of the rosh, the four of the head, of the body, of touching, right? And what do? The ritzuas? The ritzuas wrap around the middle finger. Because we're mishabed, the tefillin shel yad. The ritzuas of the tefillin shel yad are mishabed. What's the middle finger? The misharis of the body. Beautiful. The tefillin shel yad, which is being mishabed, says the Vilna Gaon, the chush of the movement of the body, the mishus, the sense of the touching, right? All that part of it. The ritzuas of the tefillin shel yad are wrapped around the middle finger, because the middle finger is the misharis for that sense. It's beautiful. Oh, so I like this. I saw an amazing thing. And the Sefer, the Kohel has a Sefer called Eitz Yudias by Rav Michael Stern. I looked there in Perek Ayin Vov, which is called Ayin. He has different topics. He talks about different Marmkarms, but different times. So I looked in Ayin. I was looking for Kehrim. I looked at what he says about Ayin. So he brings here many different things. He's talking about the eye. They're very interesting. Teichad Vorm, he says an amazing thing. He says, Shomati, he heard a pshat. He doesn't say who says this pshat. He says like this. Shomati, that based on this Rabbeinu Bechaya, that the five fingers of the hand correspond, basically they're the mesharsim of the five senses. That's the idea when we, the minig Yisrael is that we put our hands over our face when we say Shema Yisrael. Right? We say Shema Yisrael, the minig Yisrael is to put our hands. He says the idea is that when we say Shema Yisrael, we're being meshabed, libeinu lavidasai, we're kabosam al shemaim, is Shema. So we put our hands to represent, because the hands are the chushim to represent that we're being mishabed our hands to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what he said, brings down Shemati of Pshat. And then he's Moisif. I think this is all from what he heard. He brings Rebbein Bechaya. Yeah, so, and he says, and an amazing thing, he says, the words, the five fingers are Goydel, Etzpa, Amo, Kmitza, and Zeres. If you take the gematria of those five words, and which also the palm, which is Yad, add all the gematria of all that, you get 1,118. That's the gematria of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So meaning that we're being meshabed, our chushim, all our senses with our hand, which represent the five senses, our hei chushim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're being meshabed, and that's by putting our hands on our eyes. That's being meshabed our hands, being meshabed our chushim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So perhaps we could just explain what he's saying, and that is like this. Why? Okay, so the hands are represent the chushim, and we're being meshabed to Hashem. But why putting our hands, maybe like put your hands up, like why over the eyes? Well, what's that about? So perhaps the idea is everything, like based on everything we're saying, the pshat is pasha, this pshat is like this. Pshat is that the way to come, Shema, when we say Shema, Shema is the prerequisite to being able to have a munah b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to see Hashem in our lives, in everything. Right? That's why they don't see Hashem, they don't see everything, the truth in the world. They're blinded. The way not to be blinded is like we said from the Gaon, Sumar Menechem, to see in the world, to see Eibushter in our lives, is by first saying Shema. What does Shema mean? To be Mekabel Malch Shemaim. Mekabel Malch Shemaim means on us. We're Mekabel Malch Shemaim. The way to do that is through being Meshabed our senses. So what we're doing is like this. We're putting it on our eyes and saying, the way our eyes are going to be able to see Mi Baras Eila, to see Hashem in our lives and to see Hashem in the world, is when we take our chushim and our meshabet and say Shema. So we put it by our eyes to say the way we're going to be not blinded, right? Meaning to say the way we're going to be not blinded and be able to see properly with our eyes. So we put it on our eyes is by saying these hands, these chushim of mine have to be meshubet. I have to say Shema and be mekabel, and then my eyes will be. And I'll be able to have a munah b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a munah and everything. That's the idea. Because we're all Ivrim. What we need to do is to be makabal and to be ready to be mashabat our chushim to Hashem. Once we do that, then our eyes will be able to see the truth in the world, see the pure emes. So perhaps based on this, we could go back and give al-derech ha-avoida an idea in the rush and the riff. Says the Gemara, ki monach yod aleinai. What do? You say, pekeh rivim. Pekeh rivim is not just a bracha on mere eyesight. It's the pekicha, to be enlightened. What is it? What are we being enlightened? We're being enlightened because we're all ivrim, because we all have a shoychad, and a shoychad is ya'aver in echachamim. We're all very smart and bright, but we have the ivorin, we have the blindness that we're not enlightened by seeing the reality of the world, the reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, seeing Hashem in our lives and in the world. The way to do that is in the morning to say Shema, to be monach yod aleine, when we put our hands over our eyes, that's being meshabed, our chushim, our senses, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what we do when we put on our tefillin, we're meshabra chushim, we say Shema, we put our hands on our eyes, we say Shema, we're meshabra chushim, and then we're able, then our eyes are pekeach ivrim. That's, we're zeicha to pekeach ivrim. So, that's, us to the idea of pekeach ivrim is not only a bracha on our eyesight, but it's also on this, that Hashem enables us through our doom, being meshabra chushim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that gives us the ability, Hashem helps us be pekeach ivrim, and then we're able to see the truth of the world. Thank you.